WTAW News time is 5 minutes after 7. It's 58 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A locally founded technology company plans to more than double its workforce at a new location. That's after the Bryan and College Station City Councils have approved an economic development agreement. What was Net Near You is now part of Viasat, which is moving to the Bio Corridor. At the last College Station Council meeting, Economic Development Director Natalie Ruiz said Viasat will receive $450,000 after meeting increased employment and payroll levels.
They're adding another 150 jobs, $9.2 million in payroll. They're required to keep those jobs there at that level for at least 5 years once the agreement's in place. The average job, the salary, $64,500.
Viasat, which is locating on College Station's side of the Bio Corridor, will have a minimum property valuation of $15 million by the end of 2019. As College Station Police continues its investigation of the death of a bicyclist who was struck by a city garbage truck 2 months ago, the City Council has approved paying the family of the victim
in an amount not to exceed $250,000.
Councilwoman Julie Schultz read the motion that the council unanimously passed at its last meeting. CSPD is waiting for the autopsy report of Alana Rich, a 21-year-old Texas A&M student who died September 8th following the collision south of campus. The settlement will be paid from the city's property casualty insurance fund. A College Station man with 16 driving infractions is accused of driving a pickup without insurance on the Texas A&M campus.
A university police officer stopped 30-year-old Daniel Herrera Rodriguez after he was spotted at 3 in the morning in Finn Feather and F&B Road. Rodriguez was arrested for driving without a license with 6 prior convictions and 6 municipal court warrants from Bryan, where, according to jail records, he owes more than $2,200. According to the arrest report, Rodriguez has also been convicted 8 times for not having insurance. A high-speed chase on Veterans Day that started at FM 2818 in George Bush went to the north before ending at 2818 in Mumford Road. The arrest report from a DPS trooper clocked the car going as fast as 111 miles an hour. 29-year-old Ronaldo Villanueva Bryan was arrested for driving with an invalid license and evading arrest. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What lies ahead in Congress with Donald Trump as president was among the subjects addressed by Senator John Cornyn when he visited the Twin Cities last Friday. Audience questions at a Chamber of Commerce luncheon included whether Cornyn supported any of Trump's Supreme Court candidates. Cornyn mentioned one name from Trump's list and a second possibility.
Justice Willett, whose name was on there, Ted Cruz, would be, a great appointment if he would be interested. I don't know whether he is.
Cornyn expected a slim Republican majority in the Senate to end debate on a nominee with fewer than the required minimum of 60 votes.
Democrats said if they were in charge, they would change the Senate rules to make that a 51-vote threshold, and I think that's likely that we will do that as well. As a practical matter, that's really been the rule anyway.
Cornyn also expected that the cloture rule would not come into play when repealing some federal regulations. WTAW News time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 58 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30, or you can go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Lunch at Christopher's World Grill. Great idea and a delicious one. At Christopher's World Grill, you can enjoy a relaxing, quiet, and delicious lunch in the most pleasing atmosphere. Select from Christopher's favorites, the Hyde Park Chicken Salad, Ziwa Tanejo Snapper, or the Grilled Shrimp BLT. Grab a friend or a business associate and meet at Christopher's for lunch. Follow Christopher's on Facebook and sign up for Christopher's newsletter. Reservations not necessary, but recommended. Christopher's World Grill, 776-2181. Voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now talking to Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Matt, let's say I'm a first-time pool buyer. Walk me through the process of everything that goes into it from design to completion.
The first thing is we come out and we visit a home site. We listen to the customer. We gather ideas. We look at the backyard. Then we come back to the office and we actually produce a 3D rendering. We've literally designed thousands of pools. So what you're getting is first-rate, top-notch design. And once the design is complete, then we turn around and we pick out all the materials. As an example, travertine is very popular this year. Then we go into financing and we start working on all the details of that. That generally takes about 2 to 3 weeks to complete. Once the financing is figured out, about 2 weeks prior, we start putting you on our dig schedule. Once we get going, then you're talking typically 6 to 8 weeks to completion.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Jared Marriott, and I'd like to introduce Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization. We can simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in, and will ensure that you have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Good morning, 712. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Large area of high pressure results in sunshine across the area for today. In fact, we're going to see sunshine through midweek. Good news is temperatures are going to be fairly comfortable. We're only 75 to 80 later today. Clear overnight, 55 to 60 is where we'll end up. Tomorrow we have more sun, and we're 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 50 to 55. Sunshine and 75 to 80 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, I've got your update on the high school football playoffs for teams around the Brazos Valley. Meanwhile, despite two turnovers in the fourth quarter, the Aggie football team couldn't pull out the win over Ole Miss on Saturday. We'll hear from Coach Kevin Sumlin. The A&M volleyball team secured their seventh consecutive victory with a sweep of Georgia yesterday. And in the NFL, the Cowboys are on a roll with yet another win over Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, Brock Osweiler led the Texans to their first road win with this season with a victory over Jacksonville. All the details and more are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And you know, there's competition all over the world. We try to cover whatever we can. Found out about this over the weekend, so I regret that we didn't get around to it earlier. Two brothers from Slovakia have won the grave digging competition at the International Exhibit of Funeral, Burial, and Cremation Services. Yeah.
Ooh, how did I miss that in my sports update?
Yeah, Ladislav and Kaslava
Oh, good try.
You're almost there.
Skladen.
There you go.
Skladen. Why not?
Sure.
Yeah, their mom's not listening. Aged 43 and 41, respectively. Dug a grave that was 1.5 meters deep, 2 meters long, and 96 centimeters wide. And none of us knows what that means, right? Because that's not our world. Okay, so
right. If
we convert it to stuff that we know, that means that it was basically 6.5 feet long, 3 feet wide, and 5 feet deep. No modern tools are allowed, only shovels and picks. And so as a result, and they had to move rocks and gravel. I mean, rocks as big as 10 inches long had to be moved as well. But the brothers were able to do that and win. And one of the brothers said, "It's a great day. We did have to concentrate a little bit." Here's the deal, though. Think about it. In Slovakia, the weather's not always wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, now it happened to be this day, but quite often it's raining or it's snowing or it's just dang cold. One of them said, "I'm really happy that we won. It's a satisfaction after 15 years in this job. I had to focus on speed today, but usually when the weather is nice, like it is, I can chat with my brother. It's a dream job."
Wow.
Because I know today you want your son or daughter to be thinking about, hey, if he just becomes a grave digger,
I want to be a grave digger when I grow up.
Hey, Mom, can I do that?
Grave digger's an option?
Now, when I was a little kid, I said to my mom one day, I said, "I think I want to be a garbage man."
Yeah, mm-hmm. My brother did that, too.
Yeah, and she kind of looked at me. I said, "Yeah, because you only have to work one day a week."
My brother was excited.
Smart kid.
He just really wanted to ride on the back of the truck.
Yeah, well, okay, that too.
Looks fun.
Yeah, that's kind of fun. You can probably do that if you want to. Okay, just a note. Just so you know, today is the anniversary of when Carmen Electra and Dennis Rodman got married.
Oh, yeah. I sent them a gift in the mail.
Yeah, that lasted for 5 months.
Oh. Hopefully they send it back.
It's also Michael Jackson and Debbie Rowe got married on this date, so I'm just saying.
Oh. I mean, wow.
If you're getting married today, then good.
It's a Monday. I'm
yeah.
But you never know.
Yeah,
you never know.
All right, so the post reads, a soft sweetness has arrived that you will not be able to resist. Try Sweetie with Nutella now. Soft bread with a creamy indulgent center. McDonald's has introduced a burger that has Nutella slash in
what?
It, on it, around it, part of it.
No.
Yeah.
Nutella's really great.
Yeah.
But you on a burger?
Not sure you need to. Well, so meat and chocolate. I'm not sure.
Yeah. When has that ever been something that people consider going
together? Well, actually, there is a chocolate rubbed steak here in town that's pretty delicious.
Well,
but, you know,
now,
it's more of like a cocoa and there's like a seasoning.
Right.
And
see, and that's different.
It is. It's much different.
Yeah, cocoa
much
is different. But anyway, they've introduced it in Italy. So we'll see.
Yeah, it's not getting over here.
Yeah. I don't know if that. Well, you know, and again, they do those black burgers and stuff over in Japan. So that's in Italy.
Okay.
All right. So did you see the super moon last night?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the headline says, you can still see the super moon tonight. Well, yeah. I mean, it's not like the moon disappeared. Okay. So if you missed it, the NASA scientists want you to remember that this is really, really cool and hasn't happened since 1948. And there won't be another one until, I think, Chelsea, you'll be like 90 the next time it happens. So anyway, it's going to be a long time. But here's the deal. This is actually the second of three supermoons in a row. So if the clouds don't cooperate for you this weekend, you'll have another chance next month to see the last supermoon of 2016. That'll happen on December the 14th. And we always have little funny names for the moons. You know, they do the this moon and that moon.
Mm-hmm.
So this is... this is the beaver moon or snow moon.
Okay.
And because I guess the beavers are busy.
I'll go with beaver because we're not getting any snow.
Yeah, we're not going to be doing that. And it's not going to be snowing beavers.
I feel like every couple of months they're like, there's another super moon that's not going to be around for another a billion years,
and
you
again,
know.
It's neat when the sky is clear and you can see it and all that, but it's...
last night was
like
clear.
It was.
Can, mm-hmm. Yep.
So there we go. This is the closest approach that it's had to the Earth since 1948. So I would venture to say if you compared the picture of the moon, full moon in November last year to the one from this year, you wouldn't really see an appreciable difference. But, you know, if you want to go to work today and tell your coworkers you saw the super moon, then I'm sure they'll have all sorts of comments.
And it was super.
Yeah. So there you are. So... this may be a shock. I don't know. Donald Trump has said he's not. He said in 2015 on September the 17th that he was speaking to a crowd in New Hampshire. He said he would not take the presidential salary of $400,000 a year.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Just say it. And in addition, there's an expense account there of $50,000. Well, he may use that.
Has anyone asked him?
You know, nobody. I don't think that Leslie Stahl asked him that yesterday. I'm not sure.
Oh, Leslie, come on.
Yeah, but really.
Dropping the ball.
So now, because we are the Infomaniacs, to combine our last couple of stories together in one.
Okay.
Burgers and Donald Trump.
Oh, and supermoons?
Yeah, we're going to let the supermoon go.
Okay.
But if you can't stand the thought of going online and accidentally even seeing a photo of Donald Trump as our future president,
then you've got issues.
Well, yeah. But check out the Chrome extension, Make Trump Burger Again, and it will turn photos of Trump into a delicious burger any place you go. Once again, if you want to do that, it's the Chrome extension, Make Trump Burger Again.
And who doesn't want to do that?
Well,
let's
there
be
you
honest.
Are. And again, after a while, we do just get a little tired of it. So did you see that it's 720? Did you see that Facebook killed off a bunch of people over the weekend?
No.
Including Mark Zuckerberg?
What?
Yep. For a brief but deeply weird moment, Facebook killed a substantial number of its user base, telling their friends to, quote, remember them,
oh,
unquote.
Goodness.
People were mostly alive. Memorial mode for Facebook accounts exists so that you can preserve a loved one's posts and photos, but without seeing their faces and names on the Facebook ads. You can have somebody's account put in that mode by sending to Facebook something as simple as an online obituary, Well, on Friday, a glitch killed off much of Facebook's user base for a few minutes, but it left the newly deceased logged in. Fortunately, everything went back to normal within an hour, but Mark Zuckerberg was one of the people who they killed off.
Wow.
Facebook killed off the person who developed them. Just say it. Well, he didn't.
Savages.
No, that's right. He stole from the twins. Hey, I forgot.
We did have a texter text in that said Leslie did ask him, and he said he would not take the money.
Oh, okay. So, Leslie did ask. Okay, that's good.
Apparently.
And they texted in. How did they do
they
that?
They did. Yeah. They texted us 979-695-1620. Make sure you use 979.
Yeah, do that part, and then you can do that in the meantime.
And we take photos and videos and questions
comments. Yeah, I mean, if you want to send a new animal picture, I guess.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, that would make my morning.
What would you be able to do with 45 horses? With a John Deere 45 horsepower tractor from Sioux Falls Prater, you'll conquer every chore from moving bales to shredding pastures and more. And you'll save money. Get a 5045E for as low as $14,900. Plus, John Deere 5E tractors now come with a no cost, industry leading 5-year powertrain warranty. Get to cptractor.com today. Offer ends December 31st, 2016. Restrictions apply. 5-year, 2,000 hours, whichever comes first. See the limited warranty for new John Deere turf and utility equipment at dealer for details.
Save the date and join Hospice Brazos Valley on Saturday, February 18th for Hospice Happenings 2017. Fabulous Vegas Nights. Relive the 1960s Vegas while dining and dancing to music performed by the Texas Unlimited Band. Let luck be a lady at the casino gaming tables and silent auction. Enjoy an evening of fun at Brazos County Expo and support Hospice Brazos Valley's mission of providing quality end-of-life care to our community. For more information, visit hospicebrazosvalley.org. Fabulous Vegas Nights. Be there or bust.
In today's world, everyone needs internet. Parents use the internet for banking, shopping, email, planning the next trip to the Magic Kingdom, or one of the great state parks in Texas. Kids and teens need the internet for homework, the latest video game, and listening to their favorite radio station. The professionals at Starfire offer super fast high-speed internet with unlimited data usage available in the city or country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV with packages starting as low as $39.99 per month. If you are looking for high-speed internet and great television programming with local, professional installation at the best possible prices, call Starfire today. Go ahead, make the comparison to your current cable and internet bill and give Starfire a call today. 979-776-2215. That's 979-776-2215. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Starfire.
Brad Mitchell in the studio with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Matt, I know a lot of people associate pools with the summertime, obviously, and they don't really think about it during these months, but is now a good time to build a pool?
You know what's funny about that is the reality is that it takes quite a bit of time to build a pool, not the actual construction part of it, but the planning part of it. You have to get financing. You've got to get all the permits pulled. I mean, there's just parts of the pool that will take some time. So a lot of customers that are getting started this time of year are really smart because everybody wakes up January 1 and goes, you know what? I want a pool and I want it this year. Well, the smart ones say, okay, I'm going to do it right now so that by the time my construction is complete, I'll be ready to go for next year.
Something you don't think about until it starts getting warmer, but maybe you should here in these months so that you can have it done whenever it's time to get in the pool.
Amen.
Sounds great. Right now at Sunshine Fun Pools, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward or a free Hayward heater for your pool. The offer's only good through the month of November, so call today, 979-690-3343, or click sunshinefunpools.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. So 42 years after its initial publication, the fantasy role-playing game Dungeons & Dragons has been inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame.
And it's about time.
So there. Were you one of those, or are you one of those? Or okay. Well, no, it's okay. I just...
I mean, it's a I play a different game that's similar.
Oh, okay.
I'll go ahead and just say that on the air.
Well, often...
Not really. I have a friend in Houston that likes to play, and sometimes he'll come up to town and we'll play a little
bit. All right, so can it just be two people, or does it have to be more?
It can be two. It's better with more. It's more fun with more.
Dungeons & Dragons was inducted alongside, just to make people feel better, Fisher-Price Little People and The Swing. You know, just a swing, you know, that you sit in with rope or
like
chain
the
or
swing.
Whatever. Yeah, exactly. All three new Hall of Fame members chosen by a panel of experts. So there you are, coming out on top from the field of 12 finalists included Care Bears, Clue, Okay. Rock'em Sock'em Robot. What?
Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Rock'em Sock'em Robots was in there?
Love that game.
That's violent. I can't imagine they're allowing that. When it makes the head go back, wow, that's all right. Yeah, and then Uno. Now, Chelsea, I'm guessing Rock'em Sock'em, you didn't play that.
No, okay, no, sorry. But Uno.
Yeah, Uno is, I mean, that's good. Those are good choices.
And, yeah.
But, I mean, Care Bears is gone, right? I mean, they're not, are they around anymore?
No.
Only in garage sales.
Not really. I know they had, like, a cartoon, I think.
Didn't
they?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And a cereal for a while.
Okay,
but anyway, you can only get them at garage sales now.
Yeah.
All right, it's 726. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair. For more than 30 years, in addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. We're going to have about 77 today. It's going to be pretty neat. 77 with south winds today, so that's a little bit different feel from tomorrow, but we're going to have 77 with north winds. Each night, our low is going to be probably about 55 or so, and we're going to have warmer weather, they're telling us, as we move on through the week. By the time we get to Wednesday and Thursday, we may be looking at 80 degrees for a high temperature. Lots of sunshine, then they say 40% chance of showers coming into the forecast on Friday. We'll see. 58 right now.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
In the wee small hours of Wednesday morning when the vote totals indicated a Trump win, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 750 points on the future trade. Lefty New York Times economist Paul Krugman made a bold prediction and shared it. He said, it really does now look like President Trump, and markets are plunging. When might we expect them to recover? Well, if the question is when markets will recover, a first-pass answer is never. Krugman's gloom and doom continued. He said, we're very probably looking at a global recession with no end in sight. I suppose we could get lucky somehow, but on economics, as on everything else, a terrible thing has just happened, i.e. Trump's victory. Well, guess what? Hours later, the world got a chance to see the value of Paul Krugman's talent. The stock market reversed course. After bottoming out, all the early losses were erased. Later in the day, the Dow surged above its all-time closing high. It ended the day just a few points below that mark, with a gain of 257 points. The market that Paul Krugman predicted would never come back recovered and soared within hours. Not days, not months, not years, not never. Hours. Now, this illustrates perfectly the hysteria the drive-by media has created with their irrational fear-mongering. And it proves the rest of the country doesn't buy into their anti-Trump delusions, which is why the world now calls him President-elect.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Somehow, the promise of a student loan and a college education has become a problem and not a solution to a better future. But there's a company now that's changed that. It's called SoFi. If you have a great credit history and a good job in paying your bills, but you're burdened with an expensive student loan, wait no more. Most people with student loan debt don't know that you can refinance federal and private student loans, but you can. SoFi is one of the few lenders that can consolidate both kinds of loans. In less than 2 minutes, you can see your new lower rate options, and it won't affect your credit score. Go to trysofi.com. That's trysofi.com. Trysofi.com. In 5 years' time, SoFi has funded over $12 billion in loans and is the number one student loan refinancing provider. Try it. SoFi.com.
Terms, conditions, and state restrictions apply. California Finance Lender Law License Number 605-4612, NMLS Number 1121636.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's best insurance agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit ANCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 58 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A local employer with 130 jobs and a payroll of more than $7 million plans to more than double those numbers. The College Station and Bryan City Councils have approved an economic development agreement that will give technology company Viasat up to $450,000 for locating in College Station's portion of the bio corridor.
Once they meet that criteria, we will reimburse a portion of their taxes. The first year after completion is about 80% of the value, and then it reduces all the way to 10% over a six-year period. There's fast tracking of development permits and also development fee waivers.
College Station Economic Development Director Natalie Ruiz told her city council Viasat agreed to add 150 jobs with an average salary of $64,000.
There's a $20 million investment that's required by Viasat for their new facility. They have to put a minimum of $15 million on the tax rolls as valued by BCAD.
Viasat, which purchased the locally founded Net Near You, is building an 85,000-square-foot building on 9 acres in the bio corridor. 2 months after a bicyclist died after being struck by a College Station garbage truck, family members filed a claim with the city.
And to execute a settlement and release containing terms as customarily contained in settlement agreements.
Second.
We have a motion on the floor. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously.
The motion from Councilwoman Julie Schultz authorizes the city to pay up to $250,000, which will come from the city's property casualty insurance fund. College Station police report the investigation continues of the September 8th collision because they are waiting for an autopsy report. A Texas A&M student, 21-year-old Alana Rich, was killed after she was hit south of campus at Angus in Ayrshire. What started as a shoplifting at the College Station Target store on Veterans Day ended with an arrest on robbery charges.
According to the arrest report, 24-year-old Angelina Salas of Houston bit an off-duty College Station police sergeant and injured a Target loss prevention officer in the store's parking lot. That's after Salas left the store with $640 of merchandise in her purse, including an iPod, jewelry, and clothing. The policeman and store employee were treated at the scene for their injuries. Before the speed limit changed on Highway 6 in Brazos County, a DPS trooper stopped a car going 88 in the 75-mile-an-hour zone and driving in the passing lane. After the trooper smelled marijuana smoke, there was a search of the car that led to the discovery of almost $3,000 cash, a baby bottle containing codeine syrup, and less than 2 ounces of marijuana. That resulted in the arrest of 21-year-old Rasheed Davis of College Station. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The process of repealing some federal regulations could become easier. Senator John Cornyn, answering questions at a BCS chamber luncheon last Friday, expected the cloture rule requiring a minimum 60 votes to end debate would not come into play on some issues.
Congressional Review Act that only require 51 votes in the Senate to repeal some of these regulations, and I think you're going to see a real flurry of activity early on in that front.
When asked about the next U.S. Attorney General, Cornyn wants someone to help regain the public's confidence in the Justice Department.
Sometimes you got to tell your friends or the people in your own political party that they've overstepped and done the wrong thing. But what we've seen is a pattern of giving a pass, abuse, and outright corruption, I would say, in refusing to treat everybody the same under the law.
Cornyn was also asked if he supported any of Donald Trump's Supreme Court nominees. Cornyn brought up Texas Supreme Court Justice Don Willett, who is on Trump's list, along with fellow Senator Ted Cruz. A Texas congressman is being mentioned as a candidate for Director of Homeland Security under Donald Trump.
Austin Congressman Mike McCaul is the chairman of the House Committee on Homeland Security. He had a prominent speaking role at the Republican convention last summer and praised Trump's stance on national security.
He will never bow down to our enemies. He will stand up to them. And Donald will never allow terrorists to gain ground against America. He will shake the ground they walk on.
McCaul is said to be in talks with Trump's transition team. John Mark Dempsey, TSN News.
And members of the Bryan Police and Fire Departments are panelists in a holiday safety seminar being held tonight. Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse is one of two presenters.
Sergeant Jason James is going to be there to talk about burglar-proofing your home and safety while shopping. And I will be there to talk about several topics of holiday and winter fire safety.
Tonight's program, hosted by the Citizen Police Academy's Alumni Association, starts at 6:30 at Bryan Municipal Court. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 58 degrees. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks for all of you who've already texted in at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at 8 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Scott Henniger, Vice President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank. A division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
The holidays are approaching. Howdy, this is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services reminding you of our holiday light package. Whether it's lights on the eaves, down the driveway, or in the trees, ABC can install your holiday lights, then return after the holidays to remove and pack them up for storage. We use only high-quality lights, and we have been installing lights longer than most companies have been in business. For holiday lights, call ABC Home and Commercial Services. Specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Matt, I know that pools are a great investment, but sometimes people might be hesitant to get involved with them because they're worried they're going to be too expensive. Do you guys help with financing or do you need cash?
You know, financing is one of those tricky things that a lot of people seem to get caught in. And let me tell you, in 13 years of doing this, for the first time ever, we have some of the strongest financing programs that are available in the marketplace. It is so easy to get a pool now. It's one of the things that people think that it's going to be a really hard, long process. No, that's not it anymore. We can literally have a customer come in and within 24 to 48 hours have you approved. We can turn around and within a week to 2 weeks have your financing complete. And imagine just 8 weeks from that point in time, you're swimming.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
Here's Pastor Paul from Life Church speaking about boundaries.
When something is valuable to us, we place a boundary around it. We put up fences, lock up our valuables, and as parents, we set guidelines for our children. If something is valuable, God places a boundary around it. The gospel says that you have value because the cross has made you valuable. When God says no, we learn to trust that He is always saying yes to something better.
Explore more about boundaries at Life Church, Sunday mornings at 10:20. Visit lifechurchonline.net.
It may seem early, but the holidays are approaching. This year, give the gift your family is sure to love. Let TuVideo transfer and preserve your precious family films, videos, and photos in beautiful digital quality. We work with 8 and 16 millimeter film in almost all video formats. TuVideo is located in South College Station and online at tuvideo.ws or call 690-6956 to set up an appointment. You created the memories. Let TuVideo help preserve them.
Hey, about 7:39, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Weather time, and it's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Large area of high pressure results in sunshine across the area for today. In fact, we're going to see sunshine through midweek. Good news is temperatures are going to be fairly comfortable. We're only 75 to 80 later today. Clear overnight, 55 to 60 is where we'll end up. Tomorrow we have more sun, and we're 75 to 80. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, 50 to 55. Sunshine and 75 to 80 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, I've got your update on the Brazos Valley High School football teams in the playoffs over the weekend. Meanwhile, Coach Kevin Sumlin gives us his take on the A&M football team's loss to Ole Miss on Saturday. The A&M soccer team moves on to the second round of the NCAA championship with a shutout of TCU. And in the NFL, Dak Prescott and the Cowboys win again, taking down the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Meanwhile, Jacksonville fell to the Texans, giving them their first road win of the season. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And while we'll hear Coach Sumlin's thoughts, most A&M football fans have thoughts also.
Yeah.
Maybe more expansive than what the coach said. But anyway, tomorrow's news conference day, and you'll hear about that. You know, so
indeed.
So one of the cool things about where I happen to watch the football game is kind of like an office building with a football game going on down there. A long time ago, there's been, you know, there used to be just one press box. Mm-hmm. And that was it on one side. Now we have suites all over the place. But if there was, when we just have one press box, if there was anybody kind of who was prominent, they would end up being in the press box. It was much smaller then. But, you know, I had an opportunity to meet people like Paul Hornig, who was a great football player for Notre Dame. And,
cool.
And Stan the Man Musial. And then other people like Lyle Lovett, you know, who would come up. Lyle was a big football fan, is a big football fan. And, I mean, he hung out up there with us, which
awesome.
Was kind of fun. So you get a chance to see folks. Well, now
yeah.
It's a little bit harder to do that. But, you know, we have back in the day when there was just that one press box on one side, we would hear the president is in the press box today because mm-hmm. 41 would come to the games from time to time. And the governor would come sometimes. And obviously, for security reasons, we would have to kind of be on guard. And, you know, sometimes our moves were contained and we couldn't go certain places because the governor or the president were there. And Chelsea also works up there with us. And,
I do.
So Saturday, Chelsea's hanging
mm-hmm.
for the game.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
So I came into where we get on the elevator, and there's an elevator operator to make sure that everybody gets to the right floor. And as I'm about to get on the elevator with her, someone comes up and says, "Please hold the elevator. The president is on his way." And so I look at her and I'm like, "Oh my gosh." And so she holds the elevator, and, you know, there's a few of us. Gabe Bach was down there in the entryway with me, and they bring him in and he takes a picture.
This is Bush 41.
This is Bush 41. Uh-huh. Yeah. Sorry. Not
That's right.
the president.
Yeah.
That should be a little more clear. Yeah. Bush 41. And so, I get on the elevator and they wheel him on because he's in his wheelchair and all of his security detail. And he's there and he talks to me and he shakes my hand. And it was one of the coolest moments. Well, later I'm up in the press box.
Now, wait a minute. Understand, she got to ride on the elevator with the former president of the United States. I mean, that doesn't happen.
Awesome.
Does not happen. But
yeah.
Anyway, so
yeah.
It did.
So it did. It did. And I don't think it was supposed to happen.
No.
And this is why. So, again, I think they thought the elevator was clear, but because I kind of snuck my way on.
Yeah.
And then again, he talked to me and we had a great little conversation. Well, later I'm up in the press box and I go to grab a bottle of water and one of his security guys, he comes up to me and he goes, "You know, you owe me a beer for letting you stay on that elevator, right?" And I looked at him and I go, "I am so sorry."
No.
And just, you know, kind of pretended like I didn't really know what I was doing. But no, it was really cool. He was really nice about it. It was awesome.
That's so cool, though.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Chelsea
it was
hanging
very
with
cool.
the press.
Oh, yeah.
Hanging with the press. So
well, and he used to come into the rec center a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they would come in, obviously, before and kind of make sure that, not on lockdown, but that you knew he was going to be there.
Right.
And I worked there for quite a few years. So I had seen him before, but I had never actually gotten to talk to him and obviously shook his hand. So
sure.
Pretty cool.
And again, when he was able to get around by himself, there were stories of that where he would pop up in town. He had places where he liked to eat and people knew that. And, you know, I think somebody saw him in like a CVS. And
one of my favorite stories was I was actually in middle school and one of my friend's older brothers was going to homecoming, like homecoming dance. Well,
right.
Their group decided to take pictures out at the library.
Uh-huh.
Well, George and Barbara just come strolling down. They took pictures with them in their homecoming dresses and suits. It was really, really cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
That's very cool.
Yesterday on Fox, they're talking about the new chief of staff being named, and they're interviewing Andrew Card, who used to be Bush's chief of staff, 43's chief of staff. And you know, he used to live here. He was the dean of the Bush School.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, mm-hmm. I'd see him in the grocery store all the time. I'm going, hey, that's the guy who told Bush that we were under attack. You know, it's kinda,
wow. Yeah.
They don't live here anymore. But anyway, that's just...
It's history. That's, you know,
those
awesome.
Are historic people. That's
he
right.
looked good, too, y'all.
Yes,
he looked
he did.
Real good.
Yeah, he did. Because he's 92 years mm-hmm. old. And he, again, his mobility, he's, you know, going around on a wheelchair. But still... Getting that long hair as ex-presidents do.
Yeah. You know, mm-hmm. yeah.
They don't have to get the regular haircut anymore.
Exactly.
So, you know, we got presidential facts that you may not know. For instance, in warm weather, the sixth president of the United States, John Quincy Adams, used to skinny dip in the Potomac.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Uh-huh. John Tyler, 10th president of the United States, fathered 15 children. Now, I'm going to tell you something pretty amazing. His grandchildren are still alive.
Wow.
Here's the math. He was born in 1790.
Wow.
Okay. Took office in 1841. Had tons of kids. 15 of them, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't checked since October the 15th of this year. But since October the 15th of this year, they actually did a thing on Twitter about him. They interviewed one of them in New Yorker magazine, and another one spoke to the Daughters of the American Revolution. So consider that John Tyler's grandchildren
wow.
are still alive.
That's kind of
wow.
cool.
It really
kind
of cool. is.
They must be pretty up there in age.
I think so. James Garfield, president of the United mm-hmm. States, was both bilingual, or multilingual, and ambidextrous. He could write Greek with one hand while writing Latin with the other.
What?
Yeah, I mean, think
That's
about
bizarre.
That.
Bizarre.
I mean, huh. And once again, I mean, it's a parlor trick, but when do you actually
yeah.
need to be doing that? But he was
so he only practiced,
yeah.
you know. Oh, wow, that's neat.
Basically capable of doing that.
Maybe that was like his platform, you know, just, I can write in two different countries
that's
at
right.
once.
That's right. You ought to be able to elect me president. So there you go. There are your presidential facts for today. And Chelsea rubbing shoulders with 41.
Oh, yeah.
Chuck, I love that Brazos Valley Floor and Design brings all the home design elements together.
That's right, Suzanne. Custom, precision-cut granite, the latest in lighting technologies, and over 1 million square feet of Flooring America floors.
And we have the friendly staff to help you with your selections.
So visit Brazos Valley Floor and Design on Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Still the largest selections at the best prices.
And that's a promise.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
It's amazing how one moment can change your life. One of those moments came for me when I was only 4 years old. I remember my mom's friend, Penny, was visiting our house. Even at that young age, I talked a lot. That is, until Penny turned to me and said, "You have diarrhea of the mouth." She said it with a smile on her face, so even now I don't think it was intended to be mean-spirited or insulting. But her words wounded me all the same. I still remember feeling like I had been punched in the gut. And the impact? Well, I stopped talking as much. In some ways, that may have been a good thing, but it really set me back. I remember immediately going silent and walking away, feeling as though sharing what was on my heart was a big mistake. I thought to myself, I have to be quiet. That's what adults want. But eventually, I found my voice again, and I've spent a good part of my adult life speaking to people, like right now. But it all could have turned out very differently. Some children are told they talk too much, or they're not musically talented, or they're not good at sports, and they shut down permanently. Moms and dads, be careful what you say to your children. Comments you make in a moment of frustration or anger could leave deep scars that last for years. So use your words to build them up, never to tear them down. To help your children thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Message and data rates may apply.
Imagine your life 5 years from now.
Are you on the path you want to be on? It's time to take control of your future by getting a world-class education from one of the nation's top universities. Arizona State University is now offering over 100 top-tier degree programs 100% online. It's the exact same degree our on-campus students receive, but you can learn from anywhere in the country on your own schedule.
For information, text the word degree to 37913.
Learn from ASU's world-renowned faculty and use ASU's global recognition to improve your visibility, professional network, and gain real-world experience you can start using today. The Wall Street Journal ranked ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates. Now discover how ASU Online can stand out on your resume and help separate you from the competition. We're ready to help you learn to thrive in your life, in your career, and beyond.
To learn more about ASU Online degrees, text degree to 37913. Again, that's degree to 37913.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:51. Well, in the high school football playoffs, A&M Consolidated faced Jacksonville and won 30-15. Meanwhile, Bryan took on Ennis and also won 41-27. College Station is still undefeated as they took down White House 51-14, and Buffalo blanked AAA Academy 42-0. In A&M football, it was a nail-biter as Shea Patterson threw for 338 yards and two touchdowns in his debut, and Gary Wunderlich made a 39-yard field goal with 30 seconds left to lift Mississippi past number 10 Texas A&M 29-28 on Saturday night. Here's Coach Kevin Sumlin on the loss.
You know, we didn't make the two fourth down opportunities that we had in the game. It was a little bit more wind going one way or the other than to try to attempt that field goal. So those two fourth down opportunities ended up costing us.
The Aggies led 21-6 at halftime thanks to two touchdown runs by Keith Ford. The Rebels had turnovers on their first two possessions of the second half, but Texas A&M couldn't convert either of them into points. The Aggs next face UTSA on Saturday, November 19th at 11 a.m. Pregame will be at 10, and you can catch the game on Sports Radio 1150 and The Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. Elsewhere in college football, Baylor says quarterback Seth Russell will have surgery to repair the ankle broken in Saturday's loss to Oklahoma. Russell suffered the injury during the third quarter, and it'll likely put a cap on his college career at Baylor. Meanwhile, Alabama is the unanimous number one team in the latest Associated Press college football poll, but there are plenty of changes behind the Crimson Tide following Saturday's losses by Michigan, Clemson, and Washington. Ohio State has moved up to second, followed by Louisville, the Wolverines, and the Tigers. Wisconsin is sixth, just ahead of the Huskies, Oklahoma, Penn State, and West Virginia. In A&M soccer, Stephanie Mallerby scored her first goal of the season, and Danielle Rice made four saves to tally the shutout as the Maroon and White defeated the TCU Horned Frogs 1-0 in NCAA Championship first-round action at Garvey Rosenthal Stadium. With the victory, the Aggs advanced the NCAA Championship second round for the 19th consecutive season. Texas A&M returns to action Friday as they travel to Los Angeles for a second-round match against the USC Trojans. Match time is slated for 3:30 p.m. Meanwhile, in A&M volleyball, freshman outside hitter Holland Hands recorded a team-high 12 kills without an error to lead the Aggies to a victory over Georgia Sunday afternoon at Reed Arena. The Aggs next take on Tennessee on Wednesday at 5 p.m. In A&M basketball, the women's team opened their season with a win over Central Arkansas 74-49 at Reed Arena on Sunday evening. Meanwhile, the men return to the court tonight at 7 p.m. Pre-game will be at 6:30, and you can catch it on WTAW as well. In the NFL,
here we go. Run Zeke. Up the middle, he's gone! Zeke's gone! Goodbye, Zeke! Touchdown! Short yardage pinched in. The Dogs got out. The Cowboys are going to steal one in Pittsburgh. 32 yards!
Ezekiel Elliott had two late scores to keep the Dallas Cowboys rolling with a 35-30 win over the Steelers in Pittsburgh on Sunday. Both of Elliott's touchdowns came in the game's final 2 minutes. Dak Prescott overcame an early turnover to pass for 319 yards in another win with two scores. Meanwhile, in Jacksonville,
Brock takes the snap. Throws right side, hits Anderson, touchdown Houston. Second TD pass of the game for Osweiler as the Texans build on their lead.
Brock Osweiler threw a pair of touchdown passes as the Houston Texans beat the Jacksonville Jaguars 24-21 as the Texans got their first win this season on the road. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thank you, sir. It is indeed time to find out what's going on at Team Ford of Navasota. All the 2015 models must go. Ford is offering 0% financing on most models. First-time buyers, they've got several cars lined up for you, including a 2016 Ford Mustang. Only 12,000 miles, you can get it for $19,988. And to find out more, all you have to do is go to myteamford.com. Just a short drive down to Navasota. Meet up with the gang, and they will hook you up. And that is the deal of the day. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Carl Walthall from Superior Air Repair. At Superior, we have a great new deal on qualifying train heating and cooling systems. For a limited time, you can get a trade-in allowance up to $2,000 or get special financing for 5 years. Your choice. Find us online for details at SuperiorAirRepair.com. And remember, it's hard to stop a train. I'm Carl Walthall, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Subject to credit approval, see Superior or visit train.com for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions.
You know you love the Cafe Excel menu, so wait until you try Cafe Excel's Thanksgiving dinner. Enjoy a 22-pound sage rub turkey, creamy poblano mashed potatoes, warm turkey gravy, the classic pumpkin pie, and so much more. Have you ever fed 10 to 12 people this easily? Order on CafeExcelBrianTX.com before November 15th and receive a $25 gift card. Celebrate your family with a meal everyone will love from Cafe Excel. Go to CafeExcelBrianTX.com today.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. How you doing today, Matt?
I'm great, Brad. How are you doing today?
I am awesome. Now, I got a couple of questions for you here. If somebody is looking to add a pool to their home and they don't know exactly where to start, the question I have for you is, do you guys help them design a pool that will go well with their home?
Yes, Brad. In fact, we take our time with customers. We really like to sit down with them and try to get a feel for what they really want and then design something perfect for their backyard.
Speaking of backyards, if you have a backyard that's, say, low on surface area, let's say that you kind of have a smaller backyard, do you guys help design pools that will fit in a small backyard?
Yeah, it's funny because backyards have become increasingly smaller, and yet customers want to put more and more in them. So we actually employ a lot of technology that allow us to put some really high-end beautiful pools in some smaller areas.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click SunshineFunPools.com.
Okay, because we have a new law in College Station about driving and talking on the cell phone or driving and texting, I'm letting you know now that in a minute I'm going to give away tickets and you're going to need to call in. So if you're in College Station, you might want to pull over to the side of the road. We'll be done in a couple of minutes before 8 o'clock. It won't be late or anything, but I want to give you a little time. Just kind of ease over onto the shoulder and pull into a driveway or something like that.
Or use your hands free.
Make your way to Brian.
That's coming up. All right.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of? Or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. Blinn's academic transfer rate consistently ranks among the highest in the nation and recently earned national recognition for affordability. With workforce education, online and fast-track courses available, Blinn has the perfect course for you. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
All right, 695-1620. 695-1620. I have tickets to the Renaissance Festival. Good for any of the remaining Sundays, okay? 695-1620. So now you can call, and it's safe if you're pulled over. If you're not, then don't be breaking the law, okay? If you haven't won Renaissance Festival tickets, now's your opportunity. 695-1620. Just behave. Hi there. Who's this? What's wrong with the phone? Hey, who's this?
This is Jessica Newcomb.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
Doing great this morning. How are you?
Good. Are you in College Station?
I am.
Okay, you're being legal, aren't you?
I am.
Okay, I've got a pair of tickets for you, okay? Thanks, Jessica.
Great. All right, exciting. Bye.
Okay, good. I'm glad. I hope we can get 695-1620. I hope we can get people their first trip to the Renaissance
Ooh,
Festival.
Yeah.
Who's this?
Skip Moore.
Hey, Skip. Haven't you won tickets to the Renaissance Festival?
Never had tickets to the Renaissance Festival in 20 years.
Then you ought to have a hell of a time. All right, come by here.
I'm looking forward to it. Yes, sir.
I got it for you. Thanks. Okay. I know Skip's won something before. I was wondering. Hi there. Who's this?
Hey, my name's John Oates. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you, John?
Oh, great. Watching you on the radio.
Yeah, good. What do you do for a living?
I'm driving the truck for Knife River Concrete Company right now.
Say that slower. Say that slower.
Are we slower? Yeah. We slowed down a little bit, but we're not going to step forward again. So
okay. I got a pair of tickets for you. Come by here at Crystal Park Plaza. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jen Curtis.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fine. Do you feel really special today because you've won these tickets?
Oh, that's awesome.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do.